Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Your hostess with the mostest at times and other times. Oh my gosh, where is her mind? You know what? I decided I was going to talk to you about mind control today. I was realizing how, and I'm just going to share a situation with you because I understand more than ever after volunteering for a position, because a few people were tired of doing some work. They decided they weren't going to do the job anymore, so they turned it over, and no one volunteered. And I finally decided, oh my gosh, that's a really easy thing to do. I've already created events, so it's no different. The topic of the event doesn't really matter, except maybe in your marketing. You still have to market. You have to still get a venue. You have to have something for them to come for. You need a value to draw the people to whatever event you're doing. And so the value of this event that I'm doing is simply that people want to get together to celebrate a moment in their life. That's it. All right, pretty simple, right? I'm just sharing with you why I came to this place of talking to you about the power of mind control. So I said yes. There were people that were not located in the same place as me, and they were not located in the same place as where the event's going to be. But these people all agreed that they would be happy to help once a leader stepped up. And the leader, me, took the time to take care of the nitty-gritty details that needed ironed out right away, needed done right away. I needed a date picked, I needed a venue picked, and from there we can move forward. The actual event is way out, well over a year and a half, well, about a year and a half, not quite anymore. But when I chose the date and that, it was well over a year out, and I took care of ensuring that the people that come to the event would be safe. I picked a venue where if people choose to drink, they won't be drinking and driving. I picked a place where people from out of town can sleep, get a good night's sleep instead of spending time driving back and forth the event. Now, what does this all have to do with the power of mind control? I discovered that people's fear stepped in, that they didn't follow the fact that the date and place were set. They didn't click yes to an event, that their fear caused them to get anxious and not wait for a meeting in a couple months from now, but to take everything into their hands and take over, including the people that once didn't really want to run that event anymore. And I don't have a problem with it because I'm a very busy lady, And when we volunteer to do things, if there's no compensation for what we do, that becomes a burden. And I understand that concept. I do a lot of volunteering, and I really didn't need to volunteer for one more event. For people to just come together because they all have one common date in their lives. I don't need to tell you what the event might be, and it doesn't really matter. But the point is people's fear, their fear of lack, instead of a belief in abundance, creates amazing situations that can be avoided. So what do I mean by the power of mind control? I hope you'll continue listening for these short 30 minutes to understand the godlike power of the mind. History's leaders have used it. Historians have written about this power. And it continues to rule over people who do not understand what mind control is. Mind control. Now, there are the people that have followed those who do not have success. And I guess I should probably even talk about what I mean by success while I'm on this radio so that you get everything in context right here in this short radio show. Success would mean that a human being, we conscious beings, the supreme beings in the whole universe, would take action towards that which would make our life better and might impact the whole of society. I think we could all agree that that would be success. And if you can't, you probably don't want to stick around. If you believe that somebody else will make you successful, you probably want to learn that they can't, but you may not want to know that. So that will be your choice as to whether you want to spend the next 23 minutes with me or not. Since history's leaders have used this power of mind control, and historians have written about this power, and it continues to rule over people who don't understand what mind control is, you might want to stick around. Because this advantage should have been taught to every child in school so that each child had a fair advantage rather than all children being equally disadvantaged. If there's such a word as disadvantage. Oh, there is. I loved English. I still love English and I love grammar, but I like to speak the way I want to speak because I have the power to impact people just like you do. We have the power to impact our own lives. So why would we be separated by two classes? The advantaged and the disadvantaged. Advantaged means someone somewhere taught you that you had amazing power when you would think ahead and plan. When you could see the whole picture and do details towards that picture that you wanted to have success on your own. That's advantages. Disadvantages means you are taught to follow whatever someone brought your way, not to think for yourself. We were even taught to memorize random facts out of context in school. That does not serve a child. It will not serve an adult. We understand lack. We understand abundance. And somewhere in the middle is where most people are. And sadly, there are too many people living in lack. Disadvantaged. If we fail to know the power of the mind, we will follow anyone and anything. We will substitute leaders on television for other leaders if we give up television, if we aren't careful, if we're not careful about why we're following. We can lead ourselves into poverty and unhappiness. If we know why we're doing what we do and that it's going to lead us to greater advantages, success, then taking the right actions can bring greater success at greater speeds. And we should be teaching children that there is a way to gain greater success at greater speeds than to be telling them that there are the rich and the poor. The fallacy of the rich and the poor has kept people trapped in being disadvantaged for thousands of years. Knowing the power of the mind will let anyone step forward for success. I can see how small groups of people come in, rush in, to look important, and how they can impact the leaders through their lobbying efforts and whatever they think is the right cause. I've spent time doing lobbying, and I know the power of lobbying efforts. But I know there's no power like genuine power known as self-leadership, and that it could be taught instead of people being able to rally together for various causes that continues to cause poverty in nations. Small groups of people play upon the word poverty, the word lack, and that keeps the power of poverty alive. There's no need for poverty. There's no need for lack. We all have what I call the double barrel brain, this amazing ability to create pictures, to logically work through the picture, to do the details for personal success. We have this ability. There are some that literally think in pictures and pull in the future very quickly. And there are those that take a little more time to get a bigger picture. And then they can do details to have success too. But the genius mind, you know, the ones that bring us so many awesome things, they're not the politicians. They're not religious leaders. They're the ones that just always were solving the problems they were given. And they conquered those problems for success. And they conquered them very quickly. They brought us a value. Every time they solved something, if you were in a class with a genius, they solved something so quick your head spun. The teachers did too. They go, oh, I got me a genius this year. Oh boy, what do I do? This kid's smarter than me. Well, a smart teacher lets those little geniuses take an active role in the classroom so that other children might learn from another child instead of a ruling class of a teacher. We've been taught to respect the adults, but we can respect a child who's a genius. The geniuses go further in life, but they run up against walls just like we do. And when the values they create get held back, we suffer. We even can lose lives to diseases because of the power of mind control. every child can understand what serves him or her or him. However you want to say it, I think there's too much politically correct stuff going on in the world and a total disregard for conscious life. The equality that we have is the power of the mind. The disadvantage that we all went through is public education, where we are taught to follow and to empower the ruling class of people. When your education and your security in a nation report into a few people elected to make life better who have no means to make life better, like a business person, you have a problem. Phone Houston. That I shouldn't say, because not everybody understands that. There was a show that said, Houston, I think we have a problem. That would be as in NASA. Little do people know that there's, well, NASA grew. Let's just put it that way. There's no reason for anyone to have control over your mind. There's every reason for you to get control of your thoughts by placing your thoughts upon that which you want that will serve you and taking decisive actions towards that picture that you see. No longer believe what someone taught you to believe. No longer follow what some claim is right. I can see the power of small groups who go to lack, gain fear that nothing's happening towards the greater good of society, and get involved with their panties up their cracks and their shorts too. Men and women, we've got to stop believing in lack, and we have to begin to think in terms of abundance. A genius mind did not focus on the problem. They focused on the solution, and they quickly brought the solutions to us. But no one should hold back their solutions, especially people that are less intelligent, less integrated than the genius who pulls in a picture and does the details to make something manifest. You know, there are people that went off to school, graduated high school, maybe got their GED, went and got their diploma, that rule over the geniuses who bring us all these values. Why? That's called a ruling class. There's a very small ruling class, and they decide what happens for the rest of us in a non-ruling class. There are more people in the non-ruling class, including the geniuses, who are held back by a few people because we turn over power to them. They don't have real power. Real power comes through self-leadership. People's fear causes them to overtake those who add value to life. What do I mean by that? No one likes to be in a place of lack. Children who felt something was missing, that place of lack, would do what they needed to do to get what they felt they lacked. And if children who are lacking some of the things that society believes they need, if they're lacking, if their family is lacking something that we've been led to believe is important, they will even learn to beg for the things that their family doesn't have, when they could instead be taught that they have this power of creation, this godlike power. It's really godlike. if you believe in a creator, whatever you've named your creator, I mean, or someone named the creator prior to your thought, the creator who you follow, the God that you have, the religious leaders that you follow, prior to you learning about a name of this power, you understood the power. You understood the ability to do the right thing, to gain, to get beyond lack. I mean, how much fun could it have really been for us to be the little baby in the crib, in the bassinet, in whatever your family could provide to protect you? And when you run a store that has people of all levels of wealth, from poverty to extreme wealth, you see the difference in the way that a baby is cradled and swaddled. You see that not everyone can afford a crib, that there's those looking for the bassinet, something less expensive. There are those that are willing to put the baby in the child bathtub that they can pick up for a few dollars, because they know when the baby is so small that the size of the rails around it are not as important. And they understand that it doesn't have to be a long way down. A baby doesn't need to be elevated in a crib. A baby needs to be elevated as the newest value creator to come into the world. This is called equality. This is fairness. Every baby, other than those who have a mental or physical impairment, some call it a disability, some just choose not to name it, short of the ones that might have a mental or physical impediment, something that holds them back, every single one of us can go the way of godlike power. We have an ability to think and to act. And the more we think before we act, the better life will be. So be the baby lying in the whatever, box, crib, cradle, bassinet. Don't throw the baby out with the bathtub. You wouldn't put water in that little bathtub, those baby bathtubs, unless you were going to bathe the baby. Otherwise, that little container can dry quite quickly and house the baby until the baby needs a bigger place to grow. Growing, the power of the mind, is the most important advantage that a child can get. It's the most important, but parents that are squabbling over ridiculousness to outcompete the other one do not serve the children in a household. Politicians debating over the future of every person in a nation do not bring advantage to all the people in the nation. The genius minds, the ones who solve and bring their stuff to us through business, are the ones who need lifted up, not people debating. I mean, I'm amazed that I have friends that spend time watching debates. They're debating who's going to be better at mind control on the people. They're debating who's going to spend our money best when both parties equally need poverty? This is the power of mind control. Geniuses don't look at lack and plan to stay there. They look at lack and they make something more for us. Look around your room. It's evident. That didn't come from a politician. In fact, that was held back by politicians and the people that they pay to do their dirty work. We've looked at these politicians, and people continue to look at them on TV. It's beyond me why they would. Because these are the ones that cause our lack. These are the ones that hold our children back in schools that don't teach them the power of their mind. These are the ones that need lack to look important. They're not the ones who see slack and bring it all together in the forms of products and services that will serve the people. But they will serve them first because they should get paid to bring us value. We should not be paying people who take from every value created in a nation and consider that normal. There are people who look important because they believe in lack and they operate from that place. And they don't think about how quickly someone can solve a problem and get things going towards that abundance and not even stress out. Every child could be taught to leave the world of fear. Because we don't live in nature anymore. We don't have to react to storms and the wildebeest. I've said this before. Fear causes us as a society to overtake those who add value to life. That's a pretty solid statement. Fear causes us as a society, as a whole, to overtake those who add value to life. And it's done in the name of politics. Yes, a child can be taught to make definitive actions towards a value and creatively win at life. We do not need poverty. I hope that you can see how we lose power through mind control, the focus on lack, instead of this awesome world of abundance that exists because wonderful people put the power of their mind to work and create values for each of us. And they too are held back, just like we are, through the values that we produce and create. I hope you've gained control of your own thoughts for happiness and prosperity. And that you decide to do things in your evenings and your weekends towards that which you want instead of following. That you begin to tell this to as many people as possible so that the world can go beyond. I'm Jill Reed, and I'm at 314-448-1462 for the office line. Go out and have a great day. Tomorrow's Free For All Friday. Please speak up. I need to hear from you. Thank you, everyone. Go on, go about your day, because you are the great people that make the world a better place to live. You've just been duped. Been duped, man. Been duped. Thank you, Sarah, for this song. Have vision. Have power. We just need to use it. Stop the power of mind by being in control.
Apply to conscious individual with no mystical, oh, so powerful. Hope you know, hope you know. Morals only apply to conscious individual with no mystical, oh, so powerful. Hope you know.
you know.